There's John Stork and Radio Cowboy right here on Iron Country, Big Red in the Morning. And we want to welcome to the show this morning the man who just sang that song. We want to welcome to Iron Country, John Stork. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Red. How are you?
It is a fantastic day to have you on the air with us here in Iron Country. We've been getting a lot of requests for that song right there. And our Iron Country listeners are loving what they're hearing from you.
Man, I appreciate y'all. It's been one heck of a ride. And I tell you what, we're just having a whole lot of fun. And it's just getting to be a little bit more every day, every week. And now we're getting to be back on the road and playing these songs and Radio Cowboy and the songs off of that album. And man, things are just going better and better.
Well, I know one of the things we try to do here at Iron Country is we try to expose our listeners to a little bit of that Texas country feel. And I try to explain it to people that the guys who do that Texas country, and I hate labels, but you guys do it right down there. And, you know, and there's a lot of songs, a lot of great singer-songwriters out of Texas that I think need more airplay around here.
And we appreciate it more than you know, whether they tell you that on a daily basis or not, because man, it's something that's real. I've been going up north. I've had a family in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, growing up, and going up north, I never heard too much Texas music in general, just period, outside of Texas, and I've been making that drive for a long time, but it wasn't up until about a few years ago that I started noticing it was outside of Oklahoma and, you know, the red dirt scene, and then Kansas, and then Nebraska, and then it just kept on going north, and now we've got music being played, you know, thanks to great stations like y'all, music from Wisconsin to North Dakota to, I mean, up to Pennsylvania and Vermont. It's crazy. So, yeah, we couldn't do it without y'all. That's for sure.
Well, John, tell our Iron Country listeners a little bit about you, yourself. I mean, I was looking at some of the artists that you kind of grew up on, like Robert Earl Keen and Pat Green and people like that. That we play them here on Iron Country. Tell us a little bit about your musical influences and a little bit about you.
Man, I grew up in church, and I didn't have too much musical influence until I got the green light to pretty much go ahead and go find what I liked. And it was about that time I was the little kid who was given the free range at the buffet, if you will. Mm-hmm. I just kind of took a scoop of everything. And so, you know, as far as musical influences go, we were listening to Merle and Willie and Haggard in the tractor on the tape deck, and then, you know, growing up in church, listening to gospel and mm-hmm. Christian music, and it's all over the road, but I feel like it was all there for a reason, and kind of it did shape the sound and shape who I am, and we call it Rocky Tonk. It's a little different. It's not traditional, but at the same time, you can still pick out those things of traditional country. It just depends on what song you're feeling at the moment. I think the best way to figure that out is just kind of listening to it. And it's amazing. I love talking to people because the different songs just hit a little bit differently, and those were hitting me a little bit differently when they were written. But I grew up in a teeny tiny little town. They haven't even changed the population sign. It's not worth it. Nobody's moving in. So, you know, getting to be out here and do this thing, I'm one grateful person. That's really the best way that I can describe that.
All right. Well, you know, this whole COVID pandemic thing has been hard on everybody. It's really been hard on the music industry and on the artists. Through this whole thing, have you found yourself writing more or just longing to get back on that stage? I mean, how have you dealt with it being an artist?
Hey, there's always something to work on, whether you have a list of things in front of you or not. So we pretty much just watched everything fall apart in front of us. We were actually planned to be at the Houston Rodeo playing after Cody Johnson.
Wow.
When we got the news that the Houston Rodeo was getting canceled, they were canceling, pulling the plug on everything that next day when we were supposed to be there. So that being the first taste of reality, man, we just pulled up our boots and went to work, honestly. We also had put together a brand new band, moved some players around, moved some players in, and the best group that I've ever been a part of right at the beginning of all this. So we had plenty of rehearsal time, I can tell you that much. We just went to work and started sharpening everything that we could just to make sure we were ready when things did start opening back up. We stayed busy, and
yeah.
I hope a lot of other people did. We've been writing. I've been traveling up to Nashville for the past 4 or 5 months because people aren't going to stop being creative. So that's been a huge outlet for sure.
Outstanding.
And being able to write songs with some other amazing songwriters and other Texas artists and musicians. You know, we've been working.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I see that now we're playing your new single called Another Town. Tell us a little bit about that and about your new album.
Yeah. Another Town. That was kind of, we were trying to convey one of those. Everybody knows it in a small town. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as something happens, it spreads like a wildfire. But I hope nobody listening has ever been left in a small town. But if you have, you understand the song for sure a little bit better. That single is absolutely just kind of jumped comparison with the songwriter I wrote it with, Mr. Jake Doucette. It was actually not one of his favorite songs on the album, and turned out to be a whole lot of people's favorite song. So we were a little shocked. We were a little surprised, but and it just started kind of doing its own thing and walking on its own and getting picked up and asked to be put on radio. So it turned into the radio single. But it's been fun to watch one of your babies, if you will.
Yeah.
Just get played, and thank y'all for playing it again. One of my favorite tracks on the album for sure. But I couldn't tell you if I had to which one would be my favorite.
Okay.
They're all a little different.
They're all like your kids. That's what I hear that from all songwriters. They're all my kids. How do I choose one?
They are. Exactly. And I don't know. I'm sure my dad's not the only one, but we used to catch him saying to our, you know, siblings, "You're my favorite. Don't tell anyone." They'll get jealous. So they're all my favorites. And that's the best dad answer I can give you.
All right. Well, you know, tell our listeners where they can find out more about you, John, and get your music, because you've got quite, you know, you're new to us, but you've got some music out there available for people.
Absolutely. JohnStork.com, J-O-N, Stork Like the Bird.com. And that can take you anywhere that we have anything else going on, Facebook, Instagram. Social media is a really good way to keep track and keep up with what we're doing. And just John Stork on all platforms there, as well as music streaming sites, Spotify, iTunes, or you just flip on that radio dial.
Amen to that. Well, we're going to play Another Town right now. And John, it's been a pleasure getting to talk to you and get to know you a little bit. We hope to see you up here in Iron Country when things get back to normal. We wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you, Big Red. Appreciate y'all very much. Stay safe. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.